Welcome to Skeptico, where we explore controversial science with leading researchers, thinkers, and their critics. I'm your host, Alex Sakaris, and on this episode of Skeptico, I have another brief update for you. If you recall, on the last episode of Skeptico, we talked a little bit about the Global Consciousness Project and how we've gotten involved with that a little bit. One of the other projects that regular listeners will know that we've been involved with for a long time is some of the research of Dr. Rupert Sheldrake. Now, as many of you know, Dr. Sheldrake is a longtime friend of the Skeptico show and was actually one of our first guests on Skeptico and has been on a couple times since. His research has been fascinating to me, and I've always admired his clear thinking, his forthrightness, and his willingness to, I guess, buck the critics. He's certainly taken his share of criticism for really nothing else than just expressing unconventional ideas. And as you know, that's not the way science is supposed to work. So a couple years ago, I got involved with Dr. Sheldrake and tried to help with the Dogs That Know experiment. And I've updated y'all a couple times on that, had some very limited success in finding dogs, kept after it for a long, long time. And this may be the final update on this because I've kind of run into a brick wall. I just have had a very, very hard time making that experiment work. I put the word out in a number of ways, and I found people that were quite confident that their dog did this, and they had some very good anecdotal evidence of it. But I was never able to quite close the loop in terms of getting people to follow through the experiment, videotape their dog, record the times, and log the times that they're coming home with a cell phone, and just the whole procedure. I'm really surprised. It doesn't seem like that hard of an experiment, but after banging my head against the wall for a pretty long time with a bunch of people and sending laptops out here and there all around the country to try and get people to do it, it just became more effort than it was worth. And I have to report that I have some here and there scattered evidence of it, but I don't have that stellar dog that I would like to put forward as the dog that we can go into testing with and prove the phenomena once and for all. So I definitely think that dog is out there. And if you know that dog, or if you care for that dog, let me know. And I might be willing to pick up the ball again on that. But otherwise, I have to back off on the Dogs That Know experiment and say, I wasn't able to help move that forward. Now, in the process of working on that experiment, I had a chance to correspond with Dr. Sheldrake many times over the last year or two, and have found him to be a very busy guy, but a very open guy and very willing to support other people getting involved in his research. And for that reason, I most recently have kind of picked up on another project that he's been involved with, and that's the telephone telepathy experiment. And I'm in the very beginning stages of trying to help Dr. Sheldrake put together a website that would automate the process of telephone telepathy testing. That's a tongue twister. And here is where I'm putting a call out to any skeptical listeners out there who have talents in website development, in particular PHP programming, database programming, that kind of stuff. We could really, really use some help in creating what could be a very exciting platform to further this research and further prove telephone telepathy. So if you have that skill set and you might have some time to help us on this, you'll receive a great deal of praise, fame, you'll be famous, and you just might help move this science forward. So if you do have those skills, please let me know. Write me an email, alex@skeptico.com, and just reference what we're talking about here, and I'll be sure to get back in touch with you. Okay, so I said this was going to be a short update, and it turned out to be one. It's really all I wanted to say. I have one more update to do. It might be a little bit more interesting, and then we'll get on to some very, very new and exciting shows that I have coming up for you, some interviews, and I'm going to put those out really soon. So thanks for checking in with me on this one. Again, if you'd like to connect with me, visit the Skeptico website, S-K-E-P-T-I-K-O. You find a link to me, my Facebook, my Twitter, and just an email link to me. That's going to do it for today. Until next time, bye for now.